بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وحبيب رب العالمين. Let us all make our intentions sincerely for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ. This means that whatever you put forward among the good deeds in this life, whatever good deeds you do, then surely you will find the reward of those good deeds in the hereafter. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Those deeds that you do sincerely for the sake of Allah, تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ. You will find those deeds, those good deeds, on your balance, on the scales, on the Day of Judgment. So at this very point in time, do not forget the great favor that Allah Ta'ala has upon you. Do not forget the great endowments that Allah bestowed upon you. Think about your eyes with which you see. Think about the ears with which you hear. Think about the health that you have enjoyed. Think about the blessings of family, children, and wealth. Allah Ta'ala gave you all of this when you had absolutely nothing. So when it comes to giving for the sake of Allah, after knowing that Allah Ta'ala is not obligated, it is not wajib, it is not fard, it is not recommended upon Allah to give us anything, and He gave us everything. So when you take that into consideration, when it comes to giving for the sake of Allah, a person should forget about the world and give. A person should put in the foreground everything that they own, or everything that they have been given, that they are pleased with, and they should recognize that this is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Give from that which Allah Ta'ala sustained you with. Give and donate for the sake of Allah from that which Allah originally gave you. مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Do that before al-maut. Before there comes a time where the angel of death appears to you and takes away your soul. Donate from that which Allah has given you before that time comes. When that time comes, a person can no longer benefit from the active good deeds that they would do. Allah mentions in the Quran that a person, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ. A person says, "Oh Lord," after a person has died. Some people, they will say, "Rabb, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. I wish, Ya Allah, that you had given me a little more time, just a little more time." For what? What is this person saying? What is Allah mentioning in the Quran that a person would wish that he had more time for? رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلْ قَرِيبٍ. Not even a long time, but a short amount of time. I wish I had, so that I could do a particular thing. What is that? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَدَّقَ so that I would donate for your sake. The scholars of tafsir, some of them said that this means that a person would wish after he dies, the Muslim would wish that he had had a little more time so that he could donate for the sake of Allah. فَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ so that I could donate for the sake of Allah. And then I could reach a higher level, a higher rank of God-fearingness. This is the case of the people that have passed. This is the case of the one that no longer is alive. As for us, as for you, dear brother and oh sister, you who is here in Ramadan, you who are here on this day, at this hour, you whose souls are still inside these bodies. Were it not that one of us was to take a lesson from these people who will say when they have died, we wish we could go back to donate for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would stand in front of his companions, in front of the honorable companions, and he would urge them to donate for the sake of Allah. He would stand in front of the likes of our master Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He would stand in front of the likes of our master Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu anhu. In front of Uthman dhu-Nurayn. In front of our master Ali radiyallahu anhu. In front of Al-Abbas, in front of Lady Aisha, in front of Lady Fatima, his honorable daughter, and he would urge them to donate for the sake of Allah. So today I stand before you, reminding you of what your Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reminding myself that you, that us Muslims, each and every one of us, each and every one of you, his status, his or her status, his or her sanctity is more grand to Allah than the Kaaba. The Muslim, because he believes, because he has al-Iman in his heart, he has a higher status than the Kaaba itself. Look at your money, where will it go? Your money that you own, the property that you own, where will it go? It will go to one of three places. Either you end up consuming it and it ends up in the sewage. Secondly, you might not spend it all and it goes to your inheritors. And then Allahu a'lamu what the inheritors do with it. Knowing many of the children and the grandchildren of today, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah knows best where your property and where your inheritance will end up. And the third place that it can go is that it can be recorded and registered in your book of deeds. If you do good, in khayran fa khayr wa in sharran fa shar. If you put it in a good place, then you will see that in the book of deeds on the day of judgment as reward. And if you commit a sin with this money, then likewise you will see that on the day of judgment in your book of deeds. On the day of judgment, the fire of hell will be raging. It will be ablaze. A piece of hellfire will be brought to the plains of resurrection. It has what is like 70,000 chains. On each chain on that day, 70,000 of the angels will be dragging hellfire by each of its chains. The ferocity of the fire will be so that it is mentioned that it will be like a wild beast, a predator, attempting to lunge at the people that it sees. On that day, a person will look to his left. All he will see is his deeds. All he will see is the ghibah that he committed, the lying that occurred from him, the harm that he caused to other Muslims, the fraud, the insincere transactions. Then he will look to his right, and the only thing that he sees is the prayers that he did not perform, the fasting that he was obligated to fast and he did not perform it, the zakat that continuously he was reminded of but he did not give. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَيَنْظُرُ أَمَامَهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ. And then he looks in front of him. A person would look, after looking to the left and seeing sins, looking to the right and seeing sins, he looks in front of him and the only thing that he sees is hellfire. That is the only thing he sees. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Protect yourselves from the fire, even if that is by donating half a date. Half a date. Half a date, something that if you give to a child, usually the child doesn't even accept. Half a date. Something as little as half a date. If you donate that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of Allah, sincerely, then it may be that Allah, because of this deed, because of this donation, Allah protects you from the fire of hell. But just so that nobody thinks that, oh, this doesn't concern me, donating is only for the rich people, let me mention to you that most of the people that enter Al-Jannah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw a majority of them from amongst the poor people. The people that are poor, that have little, they enter Al-Jannah 500 years before the rich. That is because many wealthy people, they commit sins with their money. Many of the wealthy people, this is what they do with their money. So let it not be that a person thinks that I don't have 70k in the bank account. I don't have £20,000 in the bank account. This kalam, this speech, it's not addressed towards me. It doesn't concern me. No, a person should not think like that. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in whom you believe and in whom you trust, he is mentioning to you, protect yourselves from the fire, even if that is by donating half a date. And in donating, there is a sign. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, As-sadaqatu burhan. Donating is a proof. A proof of what? A proof of your great reliance upon Allah. Al-mu'min, the one who believes, the one who has complete reliance upon Allah Ta'ala, he knows the promise of Allah. He knows that Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you donate, Allah will return it to you. Whatever you give, whatever that is, مِن شَيْءٍ, whatever that may be, whether it is a little or a lot, whatever that is, Allah will return it to you in some way. Your money may be increased. You may receive lots of reward in some way. This will be returned to you. It will not be lost. And the Muslims that do this, they know. So, as-sadaqatu burhan. It is a proof of a person's great reliance upon Allah Ta'ala. Some of us who spend thousands on their children, thousands of pounds on raising their children, thousands and thousands of pounds on their stomachs, maybe hundreds of pounds to decorate their feet with shoes, sometimes hundreds of pounds. When it comes to donating for the sake of Allah, suddenly a person wants to think twice and thrice. Let me go check. Do I have enough? When it is Allah Ta'ala that gave, it is Allah Ta'ala that gave a person everything that they have. On the day of judgment, on this day that will come, on this day when a person will be escorted to the plains of resurrection by two angels, the people will see the sky cracking. The people will see that the sea is on fire. How is that? Amazing. How is the sea on fire? You have water and fire. Do they go together? Usually no. On that day, tarawun al-ajaib, you see strange things. The sea will be ablaze. Some people will be so small that others will step on them and they will not die. Some people, the hair on their heads will turn white because of the sheer fear that they have. Others, you will see them as though وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, as though they're drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, they are not drunk. Why are they wobbling? Why are they shaking? Why are they blabbering? Why? Because of the fear. On that day, the sun will be scorching. The beams of its heat will cause people to sweat, some of them to their ankles, some of them to their knees, and some of them will be drowning in their sweat. And on that day, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, he says, Al-mu'minu fi dhilli sadaqatihi yawm al-qiyamah, that the believer, he will be under the shade of his donation on the day of judgment. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, let us take the advice, let us take precaution. We will not gain a high rank unless we give from that which we love. Allah mentioned in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not gain a high rank. You will not gain the high levels of piety unless you give from that which is beloved to you. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a role model to all of us, once his wife Lady Aisha radiyallahu anha, she received a cooked animal. So like every loving wife, she wanted to save the piece that her husband loves the most. He likes to eat it. He prefers it. So she left the shoulder, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to like to eat the shoulder, that part of meat. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned and he said to her, what happened? She said, O Messenger of Allah, all of that animal, all of that meat that was gifted to us, that cooked meat, all of it is gone. But what remained is the shoulder. The shoulder is what remained. So he said, La Aisha. He said, La baqiyat kulluha illa al-katif. Rather, all of it is what remains, and it is the shoulder that was lost. How is it that baqiyat kulluha? How is it that all of it remains when apparently it's gone? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam meant by this statement that which you gave away, that which remains, it is what remains of your reward on the day of judgment. And that which is gone, that is the shoulder. You lost out. As though he's saying to Lady Aisha, his beloved wife, radiyallahu anha, it's as though you lost out. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, لَوْ كَانَ لِي مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا ما أبقيته ثلاثا إلا أنفقته في سبيل الله. That if I had what equates to a mountain's worth of gold, the mountain of Uhud, which is in Al-Madinah, if I had what is equal to a mountain's worth of gold in terms of Al-Uhud, then I wouldn't have left it, I wouldn't have kept it with me for 3 days, except that I would have donated it for the sake of Allah. So a person shouldn't be shy in donating for the sake of Allah. A person shouldn't think, they shouldn't tell themselves that that's not for me. This is not for me. A person shouldn't fear that they may fall into a type of poverty. A person should consider that what is to become of our children tomorrow? If we don't have Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah in a particular place, if we don't have centers like these, if we don't support centers like these, what will become of our children tomorrow? You already see where it's going. You already see where the world is going and what the situation is becoming. It may be that because of this donation, Allah guides your children. It may be that because of this donation, Allah Ta'ala cures those who are ill amongst you. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah." That it may be that if you donate for the sake of Allah, then Allah will cure those who are ill. So I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us the ability to donate for His sake, so that we can support the Muslims. Once our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, he said to one of the people, one of our brothers who was wealthy, the time came for them to buy a building for the university. For the university in which the students, many of the students of the Shaykh study, and then they graduate and they go to teach around the world. This khair, this great matter. Our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu said to one of the brothers, "Ama hana laka an tashtariya baytan fil jannah?" Isn't it time that you bought yourself a house in paradise? Donate for the sake of Allah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Qala Allah, anfiq ya ibn Adam." O son of Adam, donate for the sake of Allah. Unfiq alayk. Give for the sake of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will give you. Walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Rasulillah. Barakallahu fiqh.